All right, we have a quorum, so there, we'll call the roll.
I'm sorry, yes, I think.
Ken Aaron here. Chuck Anderson here. Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Bourson.
Here.
John Crumcho. John DeSimio.
Here.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall. Leonard Eisenberg. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty requested an excused absence. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Brenda Medina. Dutch Merritt. Margie Merg. Michael Milbeck. John Parker. Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes. John Wenger. Lamont Yakey. We have 13.
All right, so we do have a quorum. We're calling to order the meeting of the Delegates Assembly, which is the same people as LSD under different names for some reason to vote on the proposed bylaws amendments. There were five amendments that were approved by the PND, so I would consider that the two that were not approved to be moved. The normal order is that.
If you just have 13, then that means that at least one person votes no.
Yeah.
It's called the Liberian veto. Instead of waiting to get more people here so that it's a more representative vote. Wouldn't that make sense?
Well,
is there any meeting that says that it has to be done now?
At the last meeting, we said we were going to have the Delegates Assembly first at 1 o'clock, and so I'm governed by the body. The body can always choose what it wants to do, but
you can make a motion.
Well, I think we're going to be approving our minutes from the last Delegates meeting first, so that'll buy us more time, but it's already almost 1:30, so.
Could I move for a time certain at 2:30?
No.
You can move whatever
you want.
Yeah.
Well,
square dance. So why would somebody say no if I say that?
No,
you,
yeah, the
motive is
the
order. Can I move it? See if you're someone
will second it.
I move that we have the time circuit 2:30 to go now.
Of what?
Use
the mic or speak louder.
The bylaws that we're going to be voting on, it just seems...
What's the
function? If democracy works best with more people present.
Is
there a second for that motion?
What time? I didn't hear you.
2:30.
2:30. Okay. I second.
The fact is that the meeting was announced to the public, to the listening public, to start at 1 o'clock. And so the norm is on all of our PND meetings, LSD meetings, et cetera, as soon as you get quorum past that 1 o'clock notice time, if we had wanted to schedule a later date, we should have thought of that next time and or last time in order to properly notice the Delegates Assembly. So I would oppose that.
Great. That's nice to know. It's certainly within the regulations of Robert's rules to make the motion that a time certain at 2:30. It does not have any significant impact on the public waiting an extra 45 minutes.
Noted.
And so the motion is in order, and I support it because I do believe in democracy.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on the motion? Mr. Lexton.
I would move, in the interest of time, that we remove number 3 and number 6 because they were not approved by the TNB, so there's really no point in that.
That's what I was saying when I was just interrupted by the motion.
Okay, so I'm furthering your, whatever you were saying.
Are there any agendas for the public?
Yeah, we have no agendas whatsoever.
I asked if people wanted a copy of the...
I'm making a motion. I was asking if anyone seconded.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, so your motion is out of order at the moment. It didn't require a motion. So the motion on the floor, is there any further discussion of the question of postponing the delegates assembly to vote on the bylaws until 2:30, time certain? That means we would switch over to the LSB with the same quorum that we have.
Is there anything else on the agenda except for the bylaws?
The delegates assembly only...
No. For this first part of the meeting, is there anything else on this agenda?
Yes, we have to approve the minutes of the last delegates assembly, which is the one in January this year.
Okay, and there's nothing else on the agenda except for the bylaws?
Of the delegates assembly, no.
Okay.
Mr. Ray.
I'd just like to state that I'm against this motion. Okay.
All right, no further discussion. We'll take a vote on the motion.
I withdraw my motion.
You can't. You can't withdraw. Point of order. The motion belongs to the body.
Belongs to the body?
Whose
body?
There will be no further discussion. We're going to vote on the motion. All in favor of the motion to postpone the delegates assembly from a time certain of 2:30, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed?
Did you count me?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion failed. So, all right, let me recount. All in favor of the motion to postpone until 2:30
yet? If we keep voting.
Yeah.
You put your hand back up after withdrawing the motion? I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The motion fails. Returning to the meeting of the delegates assembly. The vote was 7-7. A tie vote failed. We're moving on with the business of the delegates assembly.
There
are seven. There were seven bylaws proposed. You can vote to make or break a tie. Mr. Kaufman, please stop talking. The chair can vote to make or break a tie. Oh, wow. The chair voted to make a tie, which defeats the motion.
I thought it was 6-7.
It was 7-6, and the chair voted no, creating a tie, which defeated the motion. Moving on. There were seven bylaws amendments proposed. Two of them were defeated by the TNB. Therefore, they're moot. There's no reason to discuss them. We're not going to. That leaves five. The first one...
Point of order?
Yes.
Were there minutes to get approved?
Yes, there were minutes to get approved, so let's do that first. Thank you. There were minutes of the KPSK Delegates Assembly meeting of January 14, 2012. That's the meeting that at which we elected directly at the beginning of the year. Is that right? These were circulated electronically. Any comments or objections to approving the minutes as basically just the report of the distribution of ballots? And
I'll move that we approve the minutes.
Okay. Is there a second? No second on approving the minutes? Okay. Motion to approve the minutes is made and seconded. Any objections to the minutes?
I want to abstain.
Okay, right. So we'll take a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes? See if I'm raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed? Abstentions? 5. Okay, did you know if you're right to meet the corner there? Somebody else thought the thing was okay?
No, I can't.
All right. so the first order of business is a proposed amendment to reduce the size of the local station board. That has already been defeated because three stations voted against it. The people want to discuss it further here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was...
Okay, I'm saying that there was a motion to reduce the size of the local station board. That was approved by the PND, but it has already been defeated because three stations... Excuse me. A motion must be approved by three stations and the PND to be adopted. If three stations have already disapproved it, even if we approve it, it's already defeated.
Correct.
I'm saying there's no purpose to discussing it.
Yes, but this is just a written report, and I don't know that the minutes of those meetings have been approved, or the votes might be challenged, et cetera. We should still vote on all of those motions, all of those amendments that have been approved by the PND. Whether or not they were approved by two or three other stations.
Okay, so that's fine. The procedure that was proposed in the draft agenda that was circulated was to take a kind of straw poll and see which ones required substantial discussion. Is there anybody, can we take a straw poll on the first one then?
I object. I never saw anything Robert told about a straw poll.
We're trying to gauge how much time is necessary for each discussion. So that's the point of the straw poll.
Well, I would request that we have 10 minutes for each amendment, and then we can extend if necessary.
Well, we have scheduled a 6, sir.
I'll buy 6.
And 3 minutes of, okay?
What happened to the minutes from last?
This is a delegate assembly.
Yes, as I sit on the governance committee of the Pacifica National Board, the greatest objection, and that was across the aisle, both factions, was that it would reduce diversity of discussion. It's a different argument somewhat than the one to reduce the PND. But anyway, that was the primary objection. My objection is, again, it's not tied to anything, not to the size of the station or membership or, you know, there's nothing that you tied to. These were always all kind of arbitrary figures. I think there has to be a greater analysis of how you reduce both bodies based on the station, so that a 5,000-member station, which is WPSW, or a 7,000-member station, such as KPSP, may not need as much representation as the KPFK with more than 18,000, or KPFA more than, what, they're closer to 20,000, I think, or WBAI, which is up there as well. So, and this was discussed when the bylaws were being crafted, is that we have a Senate system, and at that time, there was a lot of talk about turning it into like a congressional system. So even though I would favor, I actually do think that the boards are too large, but I will be voting against this one because I don't think that the methodology of doing it has
point
been
of order time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Lydia's points are well taken, that we should move to the kind of representation you have in the House of Representatives, scaling the PNP participation to the membership of the station. However, that's not the amendment that's being addressed. And that could be done next time, specifically because we have an amendment to simplify the submission and approval of bylaws. This amendment is very good, and it starts us on changing the dysfunctional structure of these boards. They are too big, and when these meetings are held, if anybody's ever listened on the phone, there's 22 people trying to get airtime to make their points, or trying to stay away, or trying to get this LSD. Okay, for the LSD, fine. Okay, it's the same thing in the presence here of the meetings. It's too large a board to be functional. It's way out of scale to other organizations with similar bodies, similar memberships.
So we should just scale it down, and it'll be quite adequate. We're only going down to, I forget what it is, 16.
We're using about a third from 24 to 15.
Yeah, that's right. We're keeping the same proportion of public and staff. So in the future, we can make another amendment to add LSB members based on the size of the membership.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, thank you. There will be time for public comment. Please reserve it. I've got two more hands over here.
Yeah, brief comment. I think there's an element of dysfunctionality to this, our getting together here. I think, however, eliminating diversity of opinion on board, what I would hate to see is something analogous to what happened in Washington via various means. We have a Senate system, I would think, not only in the Senate, but we have it in the House. I think we need diversity on this board, and I think losing that would be of the utmost misfortune. So I'll vote against it.
From my point of view, there are two main factors why this board is so dysfunctional. One is personally difficult to overcome, which is the different points of view in terms of diversity. But the other one has to do with the ignorance that we have with the bylaws and the lack of the right interpretation of the bylaws.
Right.
You know, with many years at the board, you know, I find out that, you know, we all have a tendency to kind of interpret it and have a different reading of the bylaws. But this is a discussion whether we have power or not.
Right.
And we must discuss that situation.
Right.
If this board doesn't have any power and it becomes in just an advisory committee, we gotta be very clear that this is gonna come in very conflict.
Okay.
Right? Otherwise, you know, we have to discuss whether we have some power to really, you know, make the guidelines, you know, to have a radio station that is successful. So, huh?
Okay. All right.
So, and now,
yeah,
I'm going to
put it against it. All right.
Mr.
Ayers
and Mr. Eisenberg, I think we'll have time
to
make
a
comment.
In my opinion, a vote for this motion is a vote against diversity. And right now, you know, there's a big gap when it comes to even us representing our demographics as a network. So I will certainly vote this down.
I think at a certain point diversity is chaos. I think if you talk about a board that is consistently in the time that I've been on this board ignored, I'm surprised that this board sitting on the board, I feel I have no power, and yet the people the administration of the station thinks I have too much power. Somebody made the point that the size of the station should determine the number of people on the board. No, the size of the board determines whether it can function. And there's a reason why in a country of 300 million people, a House of Representatives is 400 people, because if you had any more than that, it would be untenable. It's already untenable with 400. So what I'm saying is we've had gridlock here. The size of a board, like even the Supreme Court, for 9 people. That assures that there will not be a tie, that there will be a certain response in an entity, and not what we say in Italian, non pericia non carne. It's not pericia. Excuse me, I was just about finished, Michael.
Right.
But you have to wait, Michael. That's one of the problems.
Thank you. So we'll take 2 minutes of public comment. Can you put the microphone on?
Something like
that. Thank you. Give me half a minute to beat that before people.
Thank you, Paige. Right. So I urge every and single one of you, as I said before, you got quorum, to please acknowledge the enlightened position of WBAI. Why is it that WBAI voted no to each and every one of these positions that is being pushed? is being pushed through a network that is already at a weak stage. It is being pushed at this time when there's great chaos. I want to bring your attention to the recent budget. Okay, how many minutes do I have?
You have 30 seconds.
The recent budget that was being pushed through at the recent budget committee that many of you boycotted.
Okay, you're at time. Thank you.
I urge a no vote on everything. Thank you.
I think we should end hypocrisy here at KPFK. Those of you who are going to vote to lower the number of people should quit. Put your money where your mouth is. Don't be a bunch of goddamn hypocrites.
Good afternoon. Tom Salah here. Yes, please. I want to say from the outset that I find that the very idea of voting today on the proposed bylaw changes to be very problematic. First of all, only three of these were, as far as I can see in recent history, only three of these motions have been made public, not seven, so it's something that's very irregular. And then number two,
they're on the website.
Well, that's posted very, very recently. And then it seems to me, it also seems very appropriate to me that this vote be delayed until the electoral process be completed and new members be seated. That concerns me a great deal. Number two big point. In the proposed amendments, I'm particularly concerned by reduction size of PNB and LSBs, and then also the increased number of LSB town halls. Thank you.
Thank you. This is only on number one, right?
Yeah, number
okay.
one, 37.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Lenny made some good points, which I agree with. The point is, this should be in the context of a revision, or a review and a revision of all bylaws. Not just arbitrarily changing this, that, and the other. Because diversity, yes, diversity is not just ethnically or demographically, but in terms of contributions, people's abilities and backgrounds to contribute to the board and to the station. So it isn't just a random kind of thing. So again, it's context. Context and perspective that's lacking here in probably all of these. I haven't read them all, but this one here. So I am not against reducing it. But just reducing it without thinking of the relationship and the context is not the way to go about it.
You pass the microphone. Thank you.
All right, so at time, are people okay with just a show of hands vote, or do people require a roll call?
I request a roll call. This is a member. Okay. Bylaw amendment.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Secretary will call the roll.
Ken Harris.
Yes.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
I'm Kenny Antrim.
No,
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Persaud.
No.
John Crumson. John DiCimino.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
Tej Greenwald.
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klender.
No.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
No.
Margie Murray.
Yeah.
Michael Nelson.
Yeah.
Margie Murray votes yes.
You did the right thing, Margie.
Might be better aiming with all your shoulders on the side of you. Michael Dovick.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Probably no.
Did I not call any board members?
Huh? Did you vote?
Yeah.
Oh, she can vote. He's not the chair of the delegate.
Do you have any answers?
Doesn't mean.
Nine no's. Motion failed.
Okay, the next one is
I just wanted to make a statement to the public as it comes in regard. It requires a majority of the full board, so it gets 13 yeses or it fails. If you abstain, it's the same as opposing. That's why I just wanted everybody to know that.
Everybody clear on that? It's not a majority of the group of the president voting, it's a majority of the board as a whole. So to pass, it would require 13 yes votes. Moving on to number two, reducing the size of the National Board. 6 minutes of discussion or less. Bob, I keep it for public comment. Just go on.
So my objection to this one, even though, again, it is a body that I think does need to be somewhat reduced for some of the reasons I explained before. Some of the smaller stations have far more per membership representation than the larger ones. But that aside, is also that the original conversation on the governance committee was that each member class represented on the PMB would be reduced. And that what was proposed to us at that juncture was that included affiliates. So affiliates have two, it would be cut down to one. But then when they actually presented it to the PMB, it turned out that the listeners get cut by one, the staff representation gets reduced by one, and it disappears. The class distinctions disappear. And but the affiliates still get there too. So if it's all proportional, as we were going to do with the RSVs, then it would be by one. But the other thing is that for my staff right now, the PMB is three listeners and one staff. That disappears. It can be three staff people or three listener people. So I think it hasn't been thought through. I'll be voting no.
Speaker in favor?
Oh. Again, PMB is dysfunctional. We'll go back to the phone calls if you've ever listened in. The open sessions are all available. If you go to kptfx.org, you can listen to all ones. It is very difficult to conduct these telephonic meetings as finances have driven us to have less in-person meetings. The teleconferences have escalated to essentially once a month or more. And it's very hard to conduct business, and there's too many people and too many factions. And if you have too much participation, you're going to wind up like the Israeli cabinet, where the Israeli parliament, where little factions control because they go with one of the other groups that has a slight, you know, short of a majority. It's hard to get anything done. Too many people on the field. It's good to cut it down.
They managed to kill too many people already.
Okay, please hold your comments and hold the public comment.
I'm just curious, is there a proposed solution to what would represent or how the diversity would not be lost but still represented? Is there a way that level of humanitarian responsibility to allow representation where that aspect will not get lost? Is there like an idea to continue to support that? I'm just curious.
I find it funny that in one analogy...
I'm sorry, are you responding to the question?
No.
Okay, was there a response to the question?
Well, there would have to be people of color and minority representation under the CPD funding, if I'm not mistaken, or there's something within the CPD funding that would need more underrepresented groups.
I think
that used to be the case, and so as of a couple of years ago, that was reversed. So there was a time up until a couple of years ago where our funding was dependent on the national board having more than 50% of its board members from those classes, but that's no longer the case. So we have to revisit that. We have committees of inclusion to also help compensate for that, but there are no diversity requirements in CC.
All right, so one more question in favor, Mr. Reyes.
Yeah, I'm opposed. Because I believe, like there's an analogy that was just given to the prior motion that it would be like representative proportional representation, and now we're all of a sudden in the Knesset over there in Israel in regards to, you know, how they run their meetings. So, I mean, this is another vote to eliminate diversity.
Reducing the size of the PMB to 17 to 22 would greatly reduce the cost of the in-person meetings and the telephonic meetings.
I'm just going to throw in here that I've done some research on this. The size of boards really do matter. There's a lot more work that comes out of boards that have 13 members and under. And having been on these telephone calls, the number of people, there's nothing productive that comes out of these meetings. And I think most of the people that have been elected to the PMB do agree with the mission statement. I haven't seen. And I just think it would be a much, I'm going to vote for this to reduce the size of PMB down to 17 from 22.
Okay, there were a lot of hands up. Mr. Blair has hand up, and then Mr. Radney, another time.
Okay, I'm going to address the issue that Lydia talked about, of the ratio of staff to listener of delegates. The current bylaws specify a ratio of 3-1. Three listeners to one staff. This change to the bylaws for the PMB could have a maximum of, because the staff director is optional, it's not mandated. The only mandate is there can only be one staff director per station. The maximum number of staff directors could be 5, which would give staff actually more representation on a 17-member board than the current ratio. Or it could be 0, depending on how people elect directors to the national board. So staff could either win or lose on this, and it depends on how people, depends how different station boards vote. But I just want to make that comment. So I think this is a good change to the bylaws. I'm in favor. I'm going to vote in favor. Thank you.
I have a point of information. Looking at the sheet that we were given this morning, I was informed this morning that KPSC, whether it's challenged or not, did vote to approve this amendment and also amendment number 4.
Okay.
So it says no on these sheets, but this morning they voted to approve this one.
I'm saying that I'm against it, and it's not the number of people on the board, it's the lack of unity. And
can you speak to the microphone?
I'm against it because it's not the number of people on the board, it's the lack of unity and cohesion on what needs to be done for the station. That's the problem.
Okay, 2 minutes of public comment.
Brenda spoke about diversity. I think there should be a rule. What is the name of this organization? Pacifica, right? I think that anybody who comes on here as in favor of humanitarian wars should immediately be expelled as a member of KPSK and of the Pacifica National Board.
He hits the heart. Once again, I urge a no vote. I appreciate what Ms. Latnich has said. The lack of cohesion is at the root, and that is an area that is never analyzed and talked about properly. Instead of taking drastic measures of reducing the little bit of diversity that still exists, I was at the bylaw subcommittee years ago when this bylaw was voted on, and this bylaw, very clearly, the reason why we lost that bylaw that we needed was because of the diversity issues. Thank you.
Pacific's form of proportional representation does not guarantee any demographic diversity. The diversity it seeks is whatever the candidates and the membership define as constituencies. So depending on what the big issues of the day are, that will define the diversity that happens in the specific election.
I agree with Terry's comment, and I want Ariana's comment, keeping in mind, very relevant. I think you ought to vote no on this one. The first one I said, I have no objection to it, except that it's not in context and perspective. But this one I'm against for a couple of reasons. One is, and this is self-interest here, at least, theoretical. They're eliminating the at-large director. I'd like to be one. There is one.
But even if I wasn't, I think we need more diversity, not just of demographics, but of people's ability to run this board. So and the travel thing can be taken care of by other means than simply
changing
the
I realize if we spend too much money on the board, we won't be able to buy the new iPad.
Yes.
Democracy is expensive. This is a lame duck board. This election has been delayed and delayed, consciously delayed, unconsciously delayed, etc., etc. We hated when our lame duck Congress does this shit. Why are you guys doing this shit?
Thank you. Okay, so...
I have a second motion on that, but I think it's totally inappropriate for the board to vote on this measure. I thought it would be a phraseology, but that's exactly right. It's a lame duck board at this point. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So, moving to a vote, roll call, that Bill will call the roll on number two, please, the PND.
Ken Karen.
Yes.
Chuck Henderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sadia Bersan.
No.
John DeCinio.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Brandon Medina.
No.
Margie Murray.
Yes. You can say whatever you want. So sit down.
Sit down. Michael Novick.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Probably no.
Did I neglect to call any board member present?
I didn't hear the point.
No. No. Seven yeses. Nine noes. Motion failed.
What
was
the tally of the first
one?
How many yes,
how many
no?
Seven and nine.
Seven in favor, nine opposed. Motion defeated. Number three was inducing the size of the PND committee. That's already been defeated by the PND voted no. I would say I'd like to move on to number four, which is remove the technology and programming committee from the list of permanent committees, standing committees of the Pacific National Board.
And turn them into a task force.
Working groups.
I mean, it's not that they're going to be eliminated. They will be working groups instead of standing committees.
Right. It says removing them from the list of standing committees will still allow them to be defined as task force of the PND and allow them to meet without the same membership of form. They can make recommendations, or the PND could designate them as other committees and could provide for different quorum requirements. So basically, if you move them from the list of standing committees and leave the options open, what the PND can do with them. Ms. Perdomo.
Yes, and again, once again, across party lines on the governance committee, we constantly urge those who are passing the bylaws that when you have these particular options, to please formulate them in separate amendments. So, for example, if these were two separate amendments, I would be voting yes on the technology committee that decides to be affiliated. They hardly never have made quorum over the years. And I would be voting no on removing the programming committee. As a radio station, it doesn't make sense to remove a programming committee as a standing committee versus some of the ones they're leaving in place. So I'm voting no.
And that's what the programming committee is saying, it shall ensure that programming at all foundations, radio station nation, fulfill the foundation's purposes. So that's really important. I think, you know, the core of the foundation is actually programming. So if you're going to remove one of those
standing committees, which is actually the main one. What do we give to the people? It's programming. That's basically what we produce. I mean, it's, so then would it make any sense then to have any CMB of institution, of local education board? That's okay. Programming. We cannot remove, you know, programming. Technology itself, you know, it's actually a body, child a body of emerging technology. So that's nothing. Just anything else? Just a suggestion? That's what it is. Technology, basically.
All right, that was two votes. Mm-hmm. So in favor of the select board, Aaron.
Lydia has a good point. These probably should have been separated. I think they probably combined them without really thinking through that there's a little bit of difference there. However, the point and the amendment says, and this is true because I'm on both these two committees frequently have trouble filling all their positions and in reaching quorums. A lot of times we'll have meetings, and Lawrence is on the programming committee, knows we'll make the call and we won't get enough people on the call. So this has really interfered with the functioning of both these committees. Removing them from the list of standing committees would allow them to be defined as task forces by the PNB and allow them to meet without the same membership or quorum requirements of the standing committees. They could still make recommendations to PNB, just as development and affiliate task forces do. So it isn't an attempt to eliminate either of these. It's an attempt to allow them a little more flexibility so that when they don't have enough people meeting, they can still get work done.
Technically, none of the committee, the subcommittees, have presidents over the PNB. They make reports and findings and recommendations which have to be approved by the PNB. That's true of all committees and or task force, including the finance committee. This motion makes the programming committee and the tech committee more powerful and more able to get work done because they aren't limited by bureaucratic restraints and the requirements to fulfill quorum before they can make a finding. So they can dump all of that protocol and have meetings and get work done. I have very little hope that this body will pass it because it's already been spoken against by the leaders of the other side, and I've yet to see the members of that group vote against what has been declared. However, the point of this is to get work done, to practically address the issues of the foundation.
All right, we're time for the discussion. 2 minutes of public comment.
You know, some of these things are past being farces. I've been on the committee, the programming committee, and we talk and we recommend and we say and everything, and what happened? Alan Minsky, guess what the fuck you are, please.
Please watch your
language.
Excuse
me, it's a good English
over here,
word.
Over here, over here, please.
Thank you.
Well, I couldn't agree more with both Ken and Lydia. Both of them. On that. It's getting work done for the committee. Same thing is true of our committees here. They're not functional. And that means dealing with priority issues and having the board then take it up. If this synchronicity doesn't take place, then it is a waste of time all the way around. So it isn't the name, task force committee, that's irrelevant. It's the function and the priority and then the follow through. It's just matter than any of these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't exist very well, even nationally or locally, I'm sorry to say.
Hi, real quick. I am thrilled that so far we are defeating all this nonsense. But I wanted to really say quickly that the Program Oversight Committee and any other efforts as subcommittees, standing committees, must be strengthened and must be paid attention to. And that is the problem. Even the reason why we have so many fund drives is because we do not really pay attention and develop and put resources into where we need to do. So each and every single subcommittee and standing committee must be strengthened and properly promoted. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to clarify to people that nothing here about the National Programming Committee, the PNC. There's no bearing on the committees of the local station board. Having been said, I'm going to move to a vote on the amendment, proposed amendment number 14, move the Technology and Programming Committee as standing committees, using the option for the city to sign it. Task forces or work groups or something else, like the PNB. Secretary will call the roll.
Ken Heron.
Yes.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
John DeSimio.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
Okay. I think deserving your smile. The answer is no.
No with a smile. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
No.
Margie Murray?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Chair doesn't vote except in the time.
The three of them say no.
Okay. John Parker is president.
We're voting on amendment number 4, Mr. Parker, you walked in after the discussion. You can go to the thing to do it.
Lydia
voted no. No. Well, point of order, Chair. Will members stop trying to add the right people by name?
Will people please stop talking? I can't even hear the vote. Mr. Parker, did you vote?
Yeah, no.
You voted no.
Did I overlook any LSU member who's present? Eight yeses.
I counted mine.
Well, then we'll have to, if you want to call them. Ten no.
No, it doesn't matter. We need 13.
You can make a plan.
There's only 18 people here, so I don't think we have more than 18.
Chair.
Point of order, I just have a question, and maybe somebody could answer it. When things approved, if we vote no, whether it's 13 or not, does that mean that we voted no on the amendment?
To clarify,
for example, KPFT in their first vote actually voted yes for a number of the amendments, but they did not get the 13 votes required for the vote to count as an approval. Therefore, it was recorded as no. So even if we voted in favor of something here, but did not get 13 votes in favor of it, that's a no. Is that clear to everyone? So the BAI or any of the no's only reflect the fact that we're not 13 yes votes. It may have been a majority of the board present and voting, but not a full majority of the entire board at that stage. And that would be the same here as well.
So 4 fails.
So yes, 4 fails. Number 5, simplify the amendment process. And the simplification would basically be related to how much time is available for the board to consider the matter, and it doesn't really change the level of requirement of approval. Ms. Bergone.
Yes, I am urging a yes vote on this one. We have had problems in the past, not this year, but in the past. If the PMD has a meeting, in the middle of the month, and this is the first year, actually, that I can recall where the PMD voted after some of the LSDs. Usually they vote first. But the bylaws require that all the votes take place in the same month. And as we know, all the LSDs normally only meet once a month. And so it might not coincide. It might be you start this whole process and ends up being mid-month, and it only would give us all five stations 2 weeks to meet, and that has happened before. And so I urge extending that timeline so it doesn't have, it isn't worded that it must be in that same month. This is another year, another example like this year also, because of the quorum issue, some of the LSCs KKK is having like their next meeting in January, so if they choose to revote since their first vote technically didn't count, it was outside of the same schedule, that, although that can also be debated, but anyway. So they were hoping to have one in January. So they can't, because right now the bylaws say you can't do that. You have to meet in December, but...
So, speaker opposed?
No. Point of order, could you see if the will pass without objection?
That's fine with me, except that you're the one who insisted on roll call. But in any case, we have 2 minutes of public comment first.
I have mixed feelings about simplifying the amendment process. Although the amendments, when they get pushed, management always ignores the wish of this body, and we are not addressing that issue, are we? So I have a conflict here. I tend to agree, though, that we need to do simplify. I'm also afraid, though, that by simplifying, we are then opening up the avenue for the previous positions that we have so far defeated. So we got to be careful there.
Between 1990 and 2003, I was in the Alameda courthouse when these bylaws were approved. I have a whole list of people who sacrificed their lives to get these bylaws. They sacrificed their careers, they sacrificed 10 years of their life. I want a very high threshold for change. I understand that Congress should probably turn off the lights and close the doors once they approve NAFTA and all these fair trade agreements. I totally grasp that. That doesn't mean we throw the Constitution out. And that doesn't mean that these bylaws weren't difficult. Those people who put these bylaws together aren't here today.
Some of them are.
Going back a little bit to the programming committee, I must remind you, for those of you who want to forget this, that the PNB board passed a law, a resolution, or whatever they call it, to have 5 more hours of Spanish bilingual programming, and so far it's been sabotaged by a certain group, a certain element, white supremacists, and you know, times are changing, people, you know, like I said before, wake up and smell the frijoles.
I too have mixed feelings about this particular I too have mixed feelings about this proposal. But I would suggest the presumption should be against any change of the bylaws.
Thank you.
Just in the interest of clarity, I'll point out this amendment has already been adopted because it was approved by the DMV and it's been approved by 3 other stations, but we'll vote in any case. There was a request that we ask for approval without objection as opposed to a roll call.
That was the motion, right? Mm-hmm.
How does anybody feel? Is there any objection to approving it without objection?
No,
we need
the numbers.
Okay, we need the numbers, so we'll take a roll call vote. But in this case, we're going to provide a roll call vote. We need the roll, please.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Chuck Anderson, abstain. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yeah.
Lydia Bassong.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
John DeCimino.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Quender.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Margie Murray.
Yes.
Michael Milgan.
Mm-hmm.
You could pass.
I'll pass.
John Parker.
Yeah, it's passed now. It has to be moved.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes. Not probably.
Going back to the past, Michael Novick, how do you vote?
I'll vote no.
Is there any LSE member I failed to call?
One abstain.
16 yeses, motion carries.
16 yeses and 2 abstain.
1 no, 1 abstain.
Okay, number 6 was already defeated by the PMD. Number 7 is a motion to require only a single town hall meeting, and in addition to that, a fundraiser. the requirement of 2 town halls.
Yes, and it doesn't preclude having additional town halls, but in making my inquiries to the various stations, most of the stations have not, over the years, been able to organize 2 full town halls. I think we can pat ourselves on the back because we did 2 last year. But and also, there's just in the past, it was just kind of a given that you would raise money if you were on the board. When Jack Van Aken was chair, he had a fundraiser. When I was chair, even of the local advisory board, I raised, you know, $12,000. It was just part of the thing. We've kind of lost sight of that. So even though we're able to do this, I think it's really important, particularly because of our financial crisis, to have it in there and reduce one of the town halls and have it and to have a fundraiser. So I'm voting yes on this.
I'm speaking of opposition to this. Town hall meetings should be mandated, required, 2 a year, because we're not enough contact with the public. And if we fail to do 2, that should not be ignored. It should continue to violate the bylaws. In terms of the LSB doing fundraisers, nothing prohibits them from doing that. The fiscal health of this organization is not going to be based on LSB doing cookie sales or fundraising with celebrities coming or anything like that. The fiscal situation of the station will be improved when we improve the programming and expand our content to new audiences, not our current audience, but go find new people that are currently not listening. And it's not going to be handled by the pay sales.
Okay. The people will stop talking so loud who are observing, it would be helpful to the body. I'm looking for another one in favor, and another one opposed.
I'm opposed.
Okay, so Mr. Lester and then Mr. Reyes.
I'm not opposed. I'm in favor.
I'm agreeing with what Lydia's saying, and I'd also like to say that having the board put together a fundraiser is a good opportunity to put some kind of unity between the board and staff and programmers, if they can work together, like the event they're planning in February, is it? March. I think this is a goodwill gesture. The amount of money brought in is always helpful, but I also think it's a good way to bring some unity between programmers and the board. So I'm recommending you vote for it.
Looking for one opposed?
I'm not sure.
I'll oppose.
Okay, let's go.
I do agree that we should still continue to have 2 town halls. I think it's really important to reach out to our listeners. I also haven't seen any indication that a fundraiser has the personnel who can actually even just not lose money. I haven't seen anything that the outreach committee has done that has actually raised money. And it shouldn't be mandated. If people can figure out a way to do one, that's
okay.
Great.
Good time. Thank you.
So I'm against it.
Okay. So Mr. Reyes said,
you know,
I don't see why this board, I mean, it's a shame that this motion has to be presented as an amendment for us as a board to try to raise money and to contribute our grain of sand to the station. And for us to even speak against this, I think it's shameful. I think it's shameful that this came up as an amendment, that we don't do this anyway automatically. So, you know, that's why I'm in favor of this, and it doesn't preclude two town halls, even those who like to sabotage them.
I'm going to call myself in opposition. I have the same feeling about this one that was discussed earlier about the programming and technology committee. I'm in favor of adding fundraising as a clear responsibility of the board, but I'm not in favor of reducing the number of town halls. I think that two town halls a year is not an onerous responsibility for the local station board to carry out, and I don't think we should tailor our bylaws to the incompetence or inability of the local station board to carry out its functioning. So I would be voting against it. So 2 minutes of public comment.
Okay, I agree with you, Michael. Absolutely. We need six town halls. What is this nonsense about two? I want to be talked to. I want to be talked to by the station. This is something that is rare. We used to have many opportunities on air during programs where people would call in. All those programs were systematically removed. Why? Because the less direct contact the station has with our listening audience, the more they can do whatever the heck they want. And we know what this game is. Thank you.
Now, again, I agree with ostensibly different viewpoints with Ken and with Michael and with Lauren. We have any number of town halls or fundraising. The thing is, we need to have them effectively and follow up, which isn't the case. But we shouldn't be removing mandatory to have two town halls. We ought to have even more. The thing is, are they meaningful? Are they well advertised? Are they followed up with some of the ideas and suggestions? By and large, they haven't been. So I would vote against this as your early one was the programming technology thing. Two things shouldn't be handled that way.
Behind you.
Sorry.
Behind you. I don't know what a town hall is, but whatever it is, I'm not so sure it's an LSE that should be handling it for the station. Fundraisers, I know what they are.
You know, the KPFK brand got out the window a lot because, you know, people are preaching wars, you know, humanitarian wars. I think what do we have a year? 20 petty, you know, puny little fundraisers, and, you know, keep the people just on that thing and having very old chocomacos or whatever the hell they make. And that is the thing that is destroying this station. Thank you.
Okay, today we have, in my view, we have relatively poor community contact and representation, and less town hall meetings would mean a move in 100% the wrong direction. Today we need three things, as I see it: regular town hall meetings, many more program call-ins, and a robust community advisory board to which this board is responsive, not just a de facto one.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So,
I just wanted to say that regarding the brides that they have, I think they're serving a new world order and the Queen of England instead of the local community like they're supposed to be doing the fund drives. And I complained this many times about how to go against the banking system during the drives, how to, when you bill the people that are helping drive, send them a mail and advising them that they could have their money in a credit union instead of U.S. Bank.
Thank you.
Many other items I discussed with Mr. The manager.
All right, thank you. Okay, this is number 7. Eliminating one town hall, requiring one fundraiser. I'm going to call the roll.
Ken Heron.
No.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta.
But
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Bazan.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Abstain.
John DeSimio.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
Abstain.
Tej Graywall.
Abstain.
Leonard Eisenberg.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klender.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Margie Murray.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
Pass. Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Going back for the passes, Rodrigo Argueta.
What is the count?
Abstain.
John Parker.
We're still checking the passes.
John Parker, how do you vote? Parker abstain. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Are there any LC members that failed to call? Six yeses.
Six abstentions. That's six, six, and six. The motion fails. I request a short break before we commence next meeting.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay.
What happened to number six, please?
We didn't get
the. We didn't vote on number six because we could see that it was PMD and therefore it moved.
Okay.
Maybe we should review what occurred today.
Let's
review what occurred today. Number one, the business side of the LSD was not approved by our board.
How?
We're reviewing the results of what happened
what
today.
What was the vote count?
Last summer. Do you want to give the last vote count?
The last
vote count was 6 in favor, 6 opposed, and 6 abstentions.
Number one, please.
That's number one. Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Here's the mic.
Amendment 1, yes 7, no 9, no abstention, failed. Amendment 2, 7 yeses, 9 noes, no abstention, motion failed.
What is this?
Amendment 4, 8 yeses, 10 noes, no abstention, motion failed. Amendment 5, 16 yeses, 1 no, 1 abstention, motion carried. Amendment 16, correct.
And what?
16, 1, and 1.
Okay.
Amendment 7, 6 yeses, 6 noes, 6 abstentions, motion failed.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're taking a short break. Yeah.
Can we have 10 minutes, yes. 10 minutes to talk about the general manager report?
I don't understand why nobody understands that the bylaws designate us as the delegate assembly to vote on the bylaws and to vote on the directors. The same people are wearing a different hat. So the meeting
has been... You can explain it again. I still don't
get
it. Okay. Keep it up. Mr. Chair, the delegate assembly
meeting
is adjourned.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege. I'm having our maintenance person, if the people over there where that falling panel is,
move
out of the way. He's going to fix it. So if we can have a break going in every
10 minute break.
Yeah.